Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to episode 9. Is your marketing narcissistic? Are the messages you're using to engage your audience more about you than about them? Narcissistic marketing is a trap that most new entrepreneurs fall into as they try to show their clients how smart they are about solving their problems. Hi, my friend, Deb Boulanger here, and welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate. And if you're listening and tuning in for the first time, welcome home. I look forward to learning more about you and where you are in your entrepreneurial journey. The Life After Corporate Facebook group is a place where you can introduce yourself, share where you are on this path, and get real-time support in helping your business grow. Check out the show notes for your link to join now. This is the first of a four-part series on the fundamentals of growing a new business, and in particular, being relevant to your market and setting yourself up for success from the start. This is important because if you don't get the basics right, you can burn through your savings really quickly and then not know what went wrong, but you feel like you failed. And I saw this on my own entrepreneurial journey over the last 8 years, where it's so tempting to take courses you're not ready for. And if you haven't listened to our episode on fake progress, that's a good place to go next. Because what you really need are the basic fundamentals of knowing that you have a business that will be successful from the start. And I'll be teaching you how. So today we're exploring that question. Is your marketing narcissistic? So in order for you to have a growing and thriving business, you need to make yourself relevant and indispensable to the people who make up your market. And this is true whether you're selling products or services, training programs, any aspect of your marketing, including advertising, blogs, videos, your social channels, podcasts, webinars, and emails and newsletters, any way that you communicate to your audience. If your messages aren't relevant, it's like you're wasting your time, you're wasting their time, you're probably not being seen and heard the way you want to be, and maybe you're not even getting any attention at all. And the number one reason why your marketing messages aren't relevant is that they're narcissistic. They're all about you and not about them. It's like you're sitting in a bubble and you're thinking about sexy concepts, words that sound catchy and markety, but they're completely irrelevant to your ideal clients. And as my friend and brand strategist, Julie Catino, says, she's founder of Brand Twist and has a program called Brand School. If you have a choice of using a $5 word or a $10 word, use the $5 word. You want your marketing to engage with your clients from the start. You don't want to make them have to think as they're listening to you or reading your words. You want to have a direct line of communication because no one wants to work at trying to understand what you mean. So let me give you an example. I was once teaching a masterclass on how to launch a business, and I was talking about creating a compelling value proposition in your marketing. And I gave the example of something I hear all the time from life coaches. And I said in this live webinar, if I hear one more life coach tell me she helps her clients transform from the inside out, I'm going to lose it. Because no one wakes up in the morning, looks in the mirror, smacks her head and says, "Oh my God, girl, you need to transform from the inside out." That stuff just doesn't happen. No, she says things like, I hate my job. I feel so burned out. Will I be homeless if I can't make this work? I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Am I really good enough to charge for my services? Those are the things that my ideal clients say to themselves. No one says, I need to transform from the inside out. So when you're marketing to your target audience, you need to talk with them the same way they talk to themselves. It makes sense, right? When your ideal client can hear themselves in your words, and you're echoing the things that they're thinking about and the things that they're worrying about, the things that keep them up at night, you have an immediate and visceral connection that says, I get you. I see you. So the problem is, most of the marketing in the coaching and consulting space is narcissistic marketing. Oh, and it turns out on that webinar, that story I told you when I mentioned those words that life coaches always say about transforming, there was a life coach on the line who contacted me afterwards and said, when you said that, I was in tears during your training. And I asked why. I was surprised. You know, usually I don't bring people to tears in my training. Usually there's some excitement and enthusiasm and good learning going on. And she said, that's exactly what I say when I'm talking to prospects. I say, help people transform from the inside out. So anyway, funny story. And just last week, I delivered a webinar to Fly Female Founders, which is an organization in New York City of women leaders and wannabe entrepreneurs, as well as those that are just starting out. And Luminary, which is my community where I hang out in New York, where I meet my clients. It's a beautiful, it's not a co-working space, but it's just a beautiful community. So if you're ever in New York, you have to stop by Luminary. And two of my favorite communities. So I love my sisters in these communities. And I was teaching them about how to deliver webinars that inform, engage, and convert. And I think I've always been a pretty straightforward speaker. And I think it's more important to speak with people in ways that connect and that are easy for them to understand. So when I said this is a webinar about how to deliver webinars that inform, engage, and convert, it had an immediate connection because right now, most in this time of COVID-19, most physical events have been canceled. And so what are people doing? They're bringing their coaching, their training, their presentations online, and it's a new medium. And because it's a new medium, it requires you to deliver your information in a different way. And if you've listened to episode 8 about is it okay to sell in a down market, webinars are an excellent tool for you to convert people who are following you and engaged with you on social media and actually convert them into paying clients. So we'll talk more about that in future episodes, but we're talking here about narcissistic marketing. So when your marketing is all about you and you know those people, right? So you're on social media and those people whose posts are all about them, right? You know, watch me here, I did this, and it's endless series of selfies, you know, here I am here. That's like narcissistic marketing because it's not about you. You know, maybe you work out and you've got a beautiful body and people want to look like you, but really it's all about meeting your clients exactly where they're struggling. You need to grasp the problem that they're trying to solve. So that's why I think it's more powerful when you speak to clients or speak to your prospects in your marketing that you connect with them right where they are. That's why this podcast is called Life After Corporate, because that's what it's about. You know, so back in the days when I was head of product marketing for the company I worked for, it was all about WYSIWYG, you know, what you see is what you get. And if you can connect with your clients in a way where you talk about the pain they want to avoid or the desire that they want to fulfill, you'll be much more effective in your marketing and much more accessible in your language. So another narcissistic trap that you can fall into is you start to talk to your audience in terms of how you deliver your services. So people don't wake up looking for a workshop. They don't wake up looking for an online course or a group program or a masterclass. they're not searching for an analytical framework or a methodology. They're looking to solve their problems. They want to be more effective leaders. They want to get beyond burnout. They want to lose weight and feel better in their clothes. They want to have more energy. They want to save money. They want to become a market leader. They want to replace the paycheck they left behind. Or they want to find love that will last and not have it all feel so hard, right? So it needs to be easy, simple, and proven that it works. And the reason why this might feel hard to you, hard for you to grasp or articulate, is that you haven't found the gap in your market. And the gap in your market is that one thing. It is that one thing, that one problem that exists that no one is solving and no one is solving well. And it's that place in the market that you're perfectly positioned to own. Because if you don't have a gap that you're filling, you don't have a business. So on that webinar training I did last week, a woman came on the line and said, you know, I'm confused about what I should say about what I'm offering. I'm confused about even what I'm offering. I can't remember the exact details of her offering, but what I said was, what do they want? So it's not about what you should offer. It's what your ideal clients need. It's not about you. It's all about the people that you're serving with your services. And in this time of economic downturn or social disruption that might last a while, and it's true in any time, not just during a time where we're dealing with a pandemic, it's true in any time in business, it's not about you. It's about the problem that you solve and that you can find proof that people will pay for your solution and you can differentiate yourself from everyone else in your category. Because at the end of the day, you want to be a market of one. You want to be the only one that delivers the service that you deliver, that delivers on the promise that you articulate for your ideal clients. So if you have a paper and pen, this is worth writing down. It's not about you. It's not about you, my friend. It is all about them. And when you're producing effective marketing gets into the heads of your ideal clients. It speaks to what they want, what they're trying to avoid at all costs, and it creates a bridge. So this is also worth writing down. In your marketing, you're creating a bridge from where they are to where they want to go. And this first step of finding the gap in your market is the gold behind your business strategy. If you do this very first step well, you will know exactly how to create powerful messages that keep your audiences engaged. You will be able to create compelling offers for people to come and work with you. You will create compelling products and solutions that will create loyal and repeat clients. Because starting a business isn't rocket science, but there is a formula that will help you get there sooner rather than later. And we're all in this to serve. And we're also in this to be able to make a living, to support our lifestyles, to support our families. And when you're serving and you're selling, and if you haven't heard episode 8 yet with Natasha Houghton, oh my God, press pause now and go back and listen to that. If you're not selling, you're not serving. So we want to make that connection. We want to make that visceral connection with your prospect who is an ideal client for you. You want to be able to identify their gap, that problem that isn't being solved, and present them with an easy solution to work with you. And you want to stand out as a market of one. So that's what we're going to be talking about in the next 3 episodes after this, is that basic business foundation of how you build a solid business that grows and scales. And it's about finding the gap, getting proof that people will pay, creating a differentiated value proposition, and getting your marketing out there and being seen and heard. So when I took this formula and I packaged it in a step-by-step solution for women who were making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur, I knew exactly what I needed to include in the launch lab. So that became the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. And then I tested my idea with a few colleagues that I had met along the way. And when most of them said, "Where were you when I first started?" that gave me the proof that I was onto something, that this was exactly the gap in the market. This was the thing that everyone was missing. Everyone was offering courses to create group programs, to go out there and create a killer marketing funnel and use social media to get more clients and grow your list. Growing your list was a big thing back then. Now I know, and I teach my clients, you don't have to have a giant list. You don't have to have tens of thousands of people on your mailing list in order to be successful. You can be successful with a few hundred people who are really closely engaged with your message and who want to work with you. So when I started the Launch Lab, I started with a small cohort of my first clients, and I worked with them as I built out the program. So I tested, I delivered it live, I tested what worked, I counted on them to show me what was missing. And so that became the Launch Lab Academy. So if you take away one thing from this podcast today, it should be that effective marketing isn't hard, and it isn't about you. It's not about how you solve your client's problem. It's all about them. What do they want to achieve? What do they want to avoid? How do they want to feel? And how do they feel right now? So instead of investing in a course that promises you a six-figure marketing strategy, sit down and have a few conversations with people who represent your ideal clients and get to know them on a deep level. Start talking to them in your social media post. Another pet peeve of mine is social posts with a great picture of you and an inspirational quote. That too, to me, is narcissistic marketing. So your clients, and someone must be teaching people how to do that, right? That's effective. So yes, inspiration, if you've got a good quote, is always great, but it's not connecting with your ideal client. It doesn't connect with where they are right now. Your clients want you to get down and dirty with them. They want you to understand their fears, to really get what makes them tick, and start having an authentic conversation. So get out your laptop, recorder, or notebook now and create something meaningful for your audience. You don't need to have a giant mailing list to create a six-figure business. You just need to have an engaged community of people who care about what you have to say. And if you would like to learn about how to use webinars to inform, engage, and convert more clients, head over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and take the quiz and join us for the webinar masterclass. You will emerge more confident in how you create a compelling experience that showcases you as an expert, not by saying that you're great, by delivering great, highly valuable experience, great content, and creating a great webinar experience for your viewers. So that's it for now, my friend. Thank you for listening. In our next episode, we'll be talking about getting proof your big idea will work before you dive in. It's kind of like making sure there's water in the pool before you dive in. Ouch. See you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.